Welcome back, podcast world. This is Cage Chronicles, episode number 69, and we're going to be talking about a movie today on April
18th. Mike, I think you have to start this episode with a public service announcement.
Oh, public service announcement. This movie sucks, but we are going to talk about it.
So enter your own risk.
Yes. Just gonna,
way to bury the lead there, Mike.
Just gonna get that out of the way now. We don't really know how long this episode's gonna go on for. We've had a movie like this before, where we talked about it for like 10 minutes, and we spent 45 minutes talking about who knows what, and that's probably what's gonna end like this episode, or in about 15 minutes you're gonna be able to end this episode. But we're gonna talk about Ghost Rider, Spirit of Vengeance, from February 17th. 2012. And I am Mike. You've already heard my wonderful voice. And the other voice that you hear on the other end that is so wonderful, Carrie, how are you?
I'm good. I'm
so excited about
this movie. I'm really excited about this movie.
And she's shaking her head.
And the one man driving through the desert on a motorcycle all by himself in a manly fashion with a trench coat is Fred. How are you, man?
I thought you were going to give that one to Andrea. I did really good.
Manly?
I thought so too. Manly? Manly fashion.
I mean, that could also be a description of myself, but it's okay.
I am within hitting distance.
Dude, you insult your wife at your own risk.
Yes. And then there is, on the other end, one, the only, it's just Andrea, guys.
Andrea. At least I'm not in the hot desert riding on a motorcycle. I am doing fine, I guess.
You're operating in unique fashion.
Yeah.
Oh.
Have you guys ever ridden a motorcycle in the desert? It's not fun.
I can imagine.
Because I probably dirt biking in the desert that can be fun, but still.
Maybe you could do wheelies on the road though, with a kid on the back. That's cool.
Maybe.
That's safe and all, you
well,
know.
Well, neither of them are wearing helmets.
Listen, safety standards these days are overrated. Okay, I'm just saying. Look,
as long as they have the COVID shots, they're fine.
When I was a kid, we rode in the back of the truck bed with the camper shell on top.
Oh, yeah, me too.
Those brakes were not gentle when you went forward into the truck.
I've fallen off of a truck while sitting at the back.
Yeah.
So, and I survived, barely.
Oh, you know what we need to bring back? We need to bring back station wagons that have the seat that folds up in the back and you look out the back window.
I think that just, like, pisses off, like, other drivers.
We need to read those back. Those were good. But we're not here to talk about all that stuff. If you want to talk about all that stuff, go find somewhere to do it. But we're here to talk about Ghost Rider, Spirit of Vengeance. So let me tell you a little bit about this movie before you get so excited we're talking about it. It is Johnny Blaze, a man who has made a deal with the devil who called himself Mephistopheles at the time. Yes, that word.
That sounds now, like a bacterial disease.
He is on the run trying to make sure no one is harmed by his alter ego, the Ghost Rider. He's approached by a monk named Moreau, who tells him that he can free him of the rider, but first he needs Johnny's help to protect a boy whom Rourke has plans for to help him take human form. Yep.
Okay. Exciting stuff. So, this movie was distributed by Columbia Pictures with a runtime of 1 hour, 36 minutes, rated PG-13, which is weird. Couple of things I thought probably could have kicked into R rating, but okay. Release date, February 17th, 2012, with a budget of $57 million. Worldwide gross was $132.5 million. So there were people who actually went and saw it. Rotten Tomatoes score, the critics gave it an 18%. The audience gave it a 31%. Ouch.
It got rocked.
Yeah, if you add those together, it's still not 50%.
That's so sad. It's only 49%. That's funny. That's sad at the same time.
Yeah.
All right. Fred, who's in this movie?
All right, cast and crew. First up, we have the directors. We have Mark Neveldine, who did Crank as well, and Brian Taylor, who also did Crank, but is also known for Happy. The actors, obviously, we have Nicolas Cage, who is Johnny Blaze Ghostwriter. He was in National Treasure, Gone in 60 Seconds, amongst many others. Violante Placido. Was Nadia. She was in the Transporter series.
Now I have to comment on something for a second. When Mike put the show notes together, he had Dumbledore listed for Ciarán Hinds, and that could have been misconstrued because we all know
Ciarán
Hinds did not play Albus Dumbledore. He played Aberforth Dumbledore.
I'm so sorry, Carrie. I did not know that was going to be so offensive.
Sorry,
I've only seen the movies. No, I just assumed he was the same person.
Cause, there would have been cause for confusion there, Mike, because because Aberforth Dumbledore is a completely different person from Albus Dumbledore, and has only been played by one person.
Just a nickname.
Anyway, continue, Fred.
Next up, we have Ciarán Hinds, who is Rourke. He was Aberforth Dumbledore in Harry Potter, obviously, Julius Caesar in Rome, Steppenwolf in Zack Snyder's Justice League, and I believe he's also the Russian president in Some of All Fears.
Okay.
Idris Elba, Moreau, Heimdall in the MCU, obviously, Bloodsport in The Suicide Squad, and Krall in Star Trek Beyond. Johnny Whitworth played Ray Kerrigan. He was in The Hundred. Christopher Lambert was Methodius. Connor McLeod in Highlander. Raiden in Mortal Kombat. Tarzan in Greystoke. The composer was David Sarity, who also did Zombieland and The Green Hornet.
Good old Zombieland. Just saying. Hey, Andrea.
Yes?
Tell us a little bit about this movie.
All right. So behind the scenes and trivia, there's not much because this movie sucked. Okay. After this film, the live-action film rights to Ghost Rider went back to Marvel Studios. Bless the Lord, because they really did not do justice to Ghost Rider. Not screened in advance for critics. Can we take a hypothesis as to why? Yeah.
They knew their own movie sucked.
Danny is named after Daniel Ketch, the second Ghost Rider, and Johnny Blaze's long-lost brother. Apparently, Peter Fonda was offered to come back in this film, but after reading the first 5 pages of the script, he flat-out refused. See? That is a smart man, okay? Peter Fonda, don't know who you are. Don't care to know who you are, but you are a smart man.
I think he played Satan in the first one.
He was the devil in the first one.
He said, nope, I'm done.
Nope.
Eva Mendes turned down the option to reprise her role. Smart woman. And thus far, this is the last time that Mark Neveldine and Brian Taylor have worked together. The pair split after completing this film for good reason. And then in terms of casting, Eva Longoria was considered for the role of Nadia.
Okay.
Yeah, there was not a lot of information about this movie. It's like they're purposely trying to hide all the bad miscues of this movie.
Yeah.
There was not a lot out there at all.
Yeah, I noticed that.
So,
I mean, all right. I mean, this movie managed to kill Rupert Giles, Connor McLeod, and Heimdall all in one movie.
It's a pretty successful movie.
Yeah.
All right, so let's do it. Do we have a favorite moment in this movie at all?
Yeah, the Twinkie the doesn't ending? Decay. The yeah, ending. The ending. But the Twinkie Amen. Doesn't decay. Thus, further confirming the theory that Twinkies have like a near infinite shelf life.
Yeah, I'm gonna go with Carrie on this one. That's about all I got.
Wow.
Also, okay, Ghost Rider riding the construction equipment was actually kind of cool.
Oh no, I thought that was terrible. That was so jacked up, nasty.
Well, it wasn't good, but I was like, okay, if you're, I was like, as soon as I saw that on screen, like, oh, that's gonna get set fire too.
Okay, I do have a question.
They're gonna use seriously. That somehow.
What was I can't remember his name now. How great this movie was. The guy who touched everything and it died. What was his name in the movie?
I scroll up.
Was that Ray?
That was Ray.
Okay. So what was going on with him? I knew he could touch people and they would decay and die, but what was going on with him when everything went black and it was just him and the person?
I have no idea. They went to black a lot, and you know, like how we were discussing in the first Wonder Woman movie, how you know, at some point the slow motion effects started to feel more less like they were going for a cool effect and more like they were just showing off.
Yes.
That's what this felt that all the black screen effects reminded me of. It's like, okay, yeah, it looked cool the first time, but now it's just gotten old. And it got old real fast. And I like black.
I think one of the reasons why it kept cutting to black and cutting to animation was just to maintain that PG-13 rating.
Maybe, yeah.
You probably have a point there.
Okay. All right. Here we go. So, go ahead.
Well, I was going to say, one of the best parts of this movie, you know, when it's come to its end and the credits start rolling and you kind of like cheer that, you know, you made it through and you can finally do this podcast. One of the things I noticed was the executive producers, David S. Goyer was one of them. So
yeah, he also was one of the screenwriters, which is weird because David Goyer has written better movies than this.
It kind of goes to show that like you can have a stinker and still be successful.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
Kevin Feige did too on a few movies we've already done before. He's had some clunkers, but he's still look at him now.
Yeah, for sure.
You know, for as much as people complained that the Fantastic Four, the Josh Trank Fantastic Four movie was pretty much just a money grab to keep the rights, this feels more like a money grab to keep the film rights than Fantastic Four did. And yes, this is like the second time in a row that I have defended the Josh Trank Fantastic Four movie as a better movie than the movie we were watching.
I've never seen as the our Josh assignment. Trank Fantastic Four.
What?
I've never seen the Josh Trank Fantastic Four movie.
I don't understand why I'm supposed to hate it. It's not a great movie, but I don't hate it. But that's for another time.
Well, I didn't add this in here, but from what I did find, this movie went through like tons of different rewrites. Instead of just a select few, it went through a lot of rewrites.
Boy.
So when you have like some wicked lines, like what happens when you got to go pee? Well, it's freaking awesome. It's like a flamethrower.
Oh my god, that was so dumb.
Least favorite moment by Andrea right there.
No, like honestly, I was like, he's talking to a child. That's not the way that you should talk.
The child did ask.
And I don't care.
How?
I'm
genuinely curious about that question. How does he pee when he's in a Ghost Rider form? I mean, I'm just saying.
If that child is asking about that, there's bigger issues. That's not the first thing that comes to mind, but okay. I hated that moment because then they brought it back later on with a serious conversation. And I was like, it just took me out completely.
He is the son of Satan.
That's right.
That is true.
So, least favorite moment then. What did you know? Without saying the whole movie.
Damn it.
Did you have one moment that just absolutely stuck out? Like, that was absolutely probably the stupidest thing I have ever seen.
Anytime Nick Cage opened his mouth to speak. And it's not because of how he delivered the lines, just the writing was so poor.
Okay.
No, I actually do have an answer for this. So the first fight between Ghost Rider and the people after Nadia, you know, he gets off the bike and he just stands there, kind of like swaying back and forth. Like, he's not entirely sure why he's there. And he's trying to decide, does he want to fight or does he not? And what the bleepity bleep are we doing here? That's just like, dude, make up your mind already.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I've got two moments that were absolutely terrible to me. One of the moments was when he's like floating in the air and like spinning around, and he like looks at the person upside down or something like that. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
I thought it was stupid. And number one and number two was the moment where he's transforming on his motorcycle, going through the tunnel and just laughing hysterically, and then like part of his face is trying to come and part of his face is not there. It was absolutely so terrible.
Nicolas Cage is just, he's not the best actor, and these movies showcase that, and it's so cringy to watch him perform as a crazy person. I don't think it works because they know he's crazy. In real life, like, I don't know, I just don't like the way he acts. And I do agree with Fred, there were some lines that were just so bad, and that whole entire peen thing, just so unnecessary. I feel like it was the directors pissing on the whole entire Ghost Rider franchise at that point. Like, it was so bad.
Yeah. All right. So did you have a favorite character thing? Because obviously we didn't like Nicolas Cage, right, Andrea?
Yeah. I think it's not because it's a character. It's just because of the actor. I just liked Moreau.
Moreau was awesome. And the fact that his goal in life was like to drink like 2,000-year-old wine.
Yeah.
It's like, come on. I would, like, okay, yeah, this is the kind of mug I want to hang out with.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Moreau, I think, across the board was probably the best. The character we wish was written better was every character but Moreau.
Yeah.
Especially Johnny Blaze.
It's sad how quickly we go through this movie. It's just, you can tell a good movie by listening to us. If we spend like an hour to hour and a half talking about it, it's a good movie. Mm-hmm. If we're, you know, 15, 20 minutes in and we're ready to wrap it up, it's probably not a good movie.
Like, and the thing is that it's not like, yes, we can analyze it, but the writing was just so bad. Like, I don't know how people go into the room and start reading the script and they're like, yeah, totally digging this. Like, I don't understand how people got approval for this.
It was a money job, and then that's what it's gotten to boil down to. These people did it for the money, even though they're not going to get a lot. They're going to get a payday.
They're going to get something, right? Yeah.
Right. So, I don't know. Did you have any aspect of the film that you liked at least? I mean, was there anything that was salvageable in the film?
I do enjoy seeing the Ghost Rider like fighting sequences.
Yes.
I like when he whips out the chain and like destroys people and sets them on fire. Like, yeah, I do like those things, and I wish there would have been a little bit more of that. But yeah, that's something I can say I enjoyed.
Yeah.
And small shout out to Andrea's favorite video game.
Yes, League of Legends.
So this character is very closely portrayed after the character Thresh in League of Legends.
I've never played League of Legends.
Me neither. I, for as terrible as this movie was, I kind of like the whole backstory of the Ghost Rider having been an angel of justice that kind of got just pissed off at everything and became a spirit of vengeance.
I actually thought that was pretty cool too. The mythology of that.
Yeah. I like the mythology. I wish they had been able to do more with that. I wish they'd be able to do that better. I like the concept. But the execution was terrible.
Yeah. Was there a quote in the movie? Like we know Andrea's favorite quote is about peeing flamethrower.
Totally.
100%. I didn't find anything really, really quotable in this movie. Like, there's nothing that was said that I'll ever go back and say, you know what, that was a pretty good quote.
Yeah. And it goes back to just the poor quality of the writing.
Yeah.
I mean, I could listen to Moreau talk about White all day, but he's dead, so that doesn't help.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, did that hurt? It looked like it did.
I will give this movie credit for one thing. Idris Elba looked like he was having fun, at least. Whenever he was on screen, he looked like he was having a blast. It's kind of like Anthony Hopkins in the last Transformers movie is just like, you know, he probably has no idea what the bloody heck is going on, but he looks like he's having fun doing it. So there is a silver lining there, I guess.
Yeah. Silver lining. Yeah, there's something.
Or blue
like
lining,
that.
Depending on if
blue
you're
lining.
Angel of Justice, I guess.
Should we just go ahead and try to go toward the end of this movie?
Yeah, I think so. We should probably...
Is there anything else y'all have?
It makes me so sad.
I was really looking forward to it being like a really good movie that I can go back and say, no, it wasn't as bad as you guys thought it was. And it... I can't. I honestly cannot defend... I cannot defend this movie.
You mean I didn't warn you? This is the second time I've seen this. I didn't warn you guys?
I didn't remember it the first time. So, all right. Well, let's talk about the plot holes and goofs. And at around 35 minutes, when Tom is describing the FGM 148 Javelin missile launcher, his description is of a oxygen depleting thermobaric weapon. The Javelin actually has a conventional shape, charge, heat, or a high explosive anti-tank warhead. Continuity. While driving the ambulance, Kerrigan's power does not decay the steering wheel, the back door, or the gurney, but it does work on metal as he destroyed a sword and a gun. Yeah, I noticed that. I was wondering how he was driving that thing around.
It was very inconsistent.
So, okay, this begs the question, why does Satan himself need to be driven in a vehicle?
They did kind of explain this in a coherent fashion, is that the reason is he's in a mortal body, and the reason he looks so old is because he's used up, like, his power uses up human flesh faster than he normally would if he were just, you know, to show up, pop up from hell on Earth and just, hi, here I am. Which is why he wanted Danny, because Danny is part human. So Danny's body would be able to
withstand
the ravages of his power better.
He should have just shown up in, like, Hellboy's body or something.
Yeah, yeah. A rug, they could, you know, cross franchises been, for that, sure.
It would have been better. See, near the beginning, when Moreau was shown riding his motorcycle across a footbridge leading to the castle, the entire image is reversed. The white shrine, the entrance should be on the right side of the bridge, and the entire castle is shown reversed. factual errors. The scene during the final car chase when Kerrigan is touching the windshield on Nadia's car to make it decay shouldn't work, as glass does not decay, with the exception of certain really old types of glass which deteriorate due to inherent chemical instability.
Whoops.
When Moreau has the tires on his bike shot out and falls off the cliff, he shoots a P90 at the car while the ejected rounds flying out the side of the gun. That's not true. In reality, the rounds eject at the bottom of the gun, not the side. I actually knew that when I saw it. All those years of playing Call of Duty Modern Warfare, just saying. The view through the command launch unit of the FGM-148 Javelin missile launcher is depicted as green night vision. The Javelin actually has a black and white infrared thermal sight, meaning hotter objects appear white. When Nadia confronts Johnny outside the hospital, she points a Glock at him. The sound effect used is the cocking of the hammer of a revolver. Glocks don't have hammers. Duh.
Oops.
Revealing mistake. During the first chase from the monastery, the black SUV gets damaged in the front as it side swipes at red car, but just after a while, everything is back in shape. Good job.
Mm-hmm.
The Javelin missile launcher in the film is obviously very low quality prop. Most notably, the protective foam rubber bumpers are missing from the missile tube.
Wow.
Oh. Driving on wrong side of the road, cars are American with European tags.
Yeah.
All right, Carrie. Rotten Tomatoes really loved this movie. What did Rotten Tomatoes
they really
say
did.
About this movie?
They really did. Well. Whether Cage is still paying off castles, appeasing the IRS, or rebuilding his comic book collection, it's clear he's decided for now to trade his talent for cold hard cash. I will say the theft of his comic book collection is a tragedy. That was something that was going on around for a while back then. Ghost Rider eats the souls, and this film has eaten my will to live.
This man had a bad day.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, Fred.
Nice
rating system.
Ouch.
Oh, wow, that's good.
Fred. Actually rather accurate. Okay.
So, Fred, how are we rating this movie then today?
So I have come up with two different methods of rating this film. The first one is 1 out of 10 burning whips to the face, or 1 out of 10 tragic 96-minute waste of time.
Or you could have done 1 out of 10 peeing flamethrowers just to make Andrea happy.
96 minutes of peeing flamethrower.
Oh, dear God.
I'm going to make a GIF out of that.
No. And put it as your background. It's a background GIF.
Oh, my. That's so bad. He just turns around in that video and just smiles. I'm like, no. Why are you doing that? Oh, boy. So who wants to start it?
I'll start.
Go ahead. Go for it, Fred.
Well, I'm just looking to see what I have on my list and how low things are rated. Like, I have The Phantom, Spawn, Ultimate Avengers, Zoom, Underdog, Punisher, Warzone 2008, and The Spirit is a 1, and I have Superman 4 as a 0.5. That one was pretty bad.
Yes, it was.
Well, which one was pretty bad?
Superman 4.
I am going to put this along with Punisher Warzone. I think this is a solid 1.
Really?
Look at Andrew. He's like, what?
I honestly would rather watch The Phantom, Spawn, The Punisher Warzone like 10 times more than this movie. Like, I would actually sit down if you made me choose.
I would not watch Punisher Warzone over this.
I'm going to give this a 0.5. Well, I loathe it. I cannot. Like, 0.5 out of 10 Bernie whips to the face. I'd rather get whipped in the face than watch this again.
Like, I figure if this was, if I was on my last mile, this was it for life, and they were about to send me to the chair, and they, sir, we have a category of 4 movies here: Spawn, Ghost Rider: Spirit of Vengeance, Superman 4. What would you like to watch? Just send me to the chair now, man.
Yeah, exactly. I wouldn't. Oh. No, yeah, I'd rather die.
So how about this? It's go to the chair or watch this for the rest of your life.
I'll still go to the chair.
Look at Gary. Gary said no. I'm going to give it 1 out of 10. I'm going to go with the other one. Tragic 96 minutes of wasted time. One. One.
You know what? I was tempted to rate it slightly higher just for Idris Elba. But, yeah, I can't. I'm going to give this a 1. What?
That's why I gave it a 1, because I just Elba.
I'm going to give it a 1 burning whips to the face, because that's actually more painful than 96 minutes of wasted time.
Oof. All right, well, we don't have any feedback, but we probably will after that we review this movie.
Yeah.
But our next movie is actually really good, and I will say
this. Yay!
This is a good one. Have you, either you two, so I know me and Carrie have seen this. Fred, Andrew, have you seen this movie?
We have not. Which one? I have not. Justice League Doom.
It's Justice League Doom from 2012. It is an animated movie.
Uh-huh.
But it is what happens. There was a comic book storyline of Batman had created a contingency plan for all the Justice League members if they went rogue on how to take them out. And it falls into the hands of the villains in this movie. And all the contingency plans get played out against the Justice League.
Yeah.
And it's actually a really cool movie.
It is a very good, very good movie.
Now, Andrew's going to get back next to me like, that movie sucked.
Yeah. And Andrea, if Andrea yells at us next month, Mike, we may be in trouble.
Yeah. But it is an animated, and it is a good movie. I really mean it. It is a really good one.
I believe
it. I'm trying to see if Rob, I can't see what Rotten Tomatoes has got this movie as. Let me see. It's got Kevin Conroy, so I mean, audience gave it an 87%.
There you go.
So,
nice.
No critic check numbers, it out. But...
So, Andrea, do you have anything else about this movie before we let you close us out here tonight?
I'm closing it out.
If you actually look at the notes, your name is written right next to closing. I mean, no, I'm just kidding, Andrew.
No, somebody did me dirty. No, no. I thought Carrie had the last thing. Now what? let me open it again. I thought I was
done. Wow.
Wait, I'm on my way.
She was mesmerized by Fred's gif of being flamethrower Ghost Rider.
There's probably a gif for that already.
No, thank you.
I'm going to gif search that.
Okay, all right, let's close this out. All right. So, rolling. Okay, so we want to hear from you. What do you think about this movie? Have you watched it? Please don't. You can email us at cavechronicles@randomchatter.com and tell us how you felt about this. Were we too harsh? Were we on point? We don't know. You can also Twitter us.
Twitter us?
At Random Chatter, at Cave Chronicles. You can tweet me at Cats Bears. That's KATZBEARZ. Mike, where can they find you?
You can find me on Twitter at the TC Mike.
Alright, Carrie, what about you? Where can they find you?
You can find me at CarrieBlackfire42. That's KERIBlackfire42.
And Fred?
You can find me on Twitter at Freddy1Kenobi. That's FREDDYWON Kenobi.
And you can find all our shows at randomchatter.com, where we not just talk about superheroes, we also talk about The Expanse, Star Wars, other Netflix series, and more. You can also spread the word and support us. Leave us reviews on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, Google Play, Spotify. We will read it all on air. And then this music you hear in this podcast.
You cut out there.
We're 69 episodes in. They should know who it is.
No. I'll continue. Okay, go. The music that you hear in this podcast is High Roller Mojo by Blue Stolly. As the Ascension sounds, all trademarks are owned by their respective owners. This is the Cave Chronicles, signing out.
Bye. Bye, guys.